Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 45, found in Grade 4, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 45 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 47 in Part 2 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 45. In this question, the student is asked to find the number of shells in four equal piles and to write a number sentence that checks the answer. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is 13 shells for the first answer, and 13 equals 52 to complete the number sentence. Any other valid response would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 49. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this complete and correct response, the student has answered each section correctly. Let's move on to the second guide paper, another score point 2. This response is also complete and correct and includes the correct first answer of 13 shells and a correctly completed number sentence. Next is the third guide paper, the first score point 1 response. Although the first answer is incorrect, the method used to check the answer, the number sentence, is correct. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, which is another score point 1, we find that the answer for the first part is correct, but the number sentence is incorrect because it checks for the wrong number. Let's review the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 0. In this response, the first answer is incorrect, and the number sentence does not check for the correct number of 52, which is the total number of shells given in the prompt. The final paper, the sixth guide paper, is a score point 0. The first answer is incorrect, and the wrong number is used to check the work. Please take a moment to review these six guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 45, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the two-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 45. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 71. In this response, the student has provided the correct answer and has correctly completed the number sentence. This response earns a score of 2. Moving on to Practice Set 72, we find an incorrect response. The first answer is incorrect, as is the number sentence, which checks for the wrong number. This response receives a score of 0. The next practice set, Practice Set 73, is partially correct. The first answer is correct, but the number sentence is not, so this response only receives a score of 1. Let's review Practice Set 74. In this response, the first answer and the number sentence are correct, earning this paper a score of 2. Our last practice set for this question is Practice Set 75. This response is only partially correct. The first answer is incorrect, but the number sentence checks for the correct total number of shells given in the prompt, 52. Therefore, this response receives a score of 1. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.